Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Thursday, my friends. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And of course, we start with the Carabao Cup quarterfinal action, where Liverpool dumped Leicester out of the competition at Anfield. This was the reaction on TalkSport.
Into the corner, he celebrates in front of the Leicester City fans, and Liverpool, who were 3-1 down in this game, have come back to 3-3 and win on penalties to reach the semi-finals of the Carabao Cup.
I think if I would have said the things clearer before the game, it could have been better in the first half already. So all the things that worked well tonight was because of boys. All the things that didn't work well, especially first half, was because of me. Because I told the boys I liked the first half apart from the goal. So we just have to improve a few things. We have to switch more, we have to accelerate in the right moments, we have to use the spaces right and left of their six more often, and all of a sudden it works out.
Right footed shot, oh, it's a brilliant dipping effort over the top of Kelleher, and it's a wonderful goal from James Maddison.
To come to Anfield and run Liverpool so close, score three goals, we could have had five goals. You know, we missed a big 1v1 chance, and then we had another chance to make it 4-2. But you know, the Liverpool, the quality in the squad, the talent they can bring in at half time into the game, was always going to push us. You know, second half we had players that couldn't run. Vard's with a tight hamstring, and he, for the last half hour, he couldn't really move. So it was a real stretch for us in the second half.
On now to Antonio Conte's Spurs, who knocked out West Ham at the new White Hart Lane thingamajig, whatever it's called. Oh, it's just White Hart Lane, isn't it?
The defensive resilience typifying an Antonio Conte team got them over the line in the second half. And it's Tottenham through to the semi-finals yet again, beating West Ham by 2-1.
If we want to try to reach something, we need to work very hard. For sure, I think we are improving in many aspects. I think in England, every game, you have to be prepared to suffer, because no easy game. And today, we played against a really good team. West Ham on the table is ahead of us. And I think we reach a good level in this competition. And now we'll see. We'll see what happens. We'll see the draw.
You will play Chelsea in the semi-finals. How do you feel about that against your old club? I want your first reaction, how excited you are about that.
We're talking about a really good team, an important team that last season won the Champions League. For sure, it was two important years for me, and I enjoyed this period. I'm happy for their success.
When you're sitting watching a game, it's very easy to, when you're a fan, you're seeing it on TV, you're seeing the picture, you're seeing more than the manager. And you can say, oh, Doherty looks like he's struggling, he needs to come. Reguilón looks like he's run out of legs. With Antonio Conte, ever since he's come in so far, his in-game management has been absolutely spot on. He gets it right every time. And that shows to me how great of a manager he is.
A shake of the hand from David Moyes. West Ham have beaten the two Manchester clubs, but they've lost to Tottenham in the quarterfinals.
Terribly gutted, because I think that it was a chance to win. But we're seeing an improvement in Tottenham. We all seen that. But I thought it was a big improvement in West Ham tonight, and how we've played in recent weeks. We were much better tonight. We didn't win tonight, but I hope we can take that form that we showed tonight into the coming games, because we've got a good team and we need to get back to the standards we've set certainly at the start of the season.
And Chelsea might be decimated by injury and illness, but they still know how to negotiate a tricky cup tie. And Thomas Tuchel has guided Chelsea through to the semi-finals.
Brilliant result and excellent performance. Attitude and discipline was outstanding, and individual performances were good. So it's not easy to play here, and in the way we did, I'm very, very pleased, because we had a whole new squad on the pitch, some youngsters and some guys who took the responsibility from more or less out of nothing, who really stepped up, and this is not easy. And because we know that it's not easy, we are more than happy how they did it and very happy for the team.
Beating Chelsea, the champions of Europe, would be a massive statement. Yeah, it would be if you were actually playing Chelsea, the champions of Europe, not their reserves and under 23 team. If Brentford don't win tonight, Frank should be fired.
Really? Seriously. Should go, should he?
Oh, absolutely.
03717. Sack the manager. He's got to go.
No problem.
I think it would be a massive thing to have five subs. I really don't understand why we don't have five subs in general. I think it's some old-fashioned way of, oh, we always had three subs, we can never change that, but maybe we actually need to look into the future. Not because of COVID, but just in general. I think it would be brilliant to have five subs.
Now, in the last episode of the podcast, you may recall Simon Jordan saying this about Man City's Jack Grealish.
He is now in the eye of a storm for turning up to training in a condition not befitting. That, by my definition, is a moron.
Well, here's Gabby Agbonlahor defending his former Villa teammate.
I think I've Googled moron to find out the exact the exact meaning, and it's obviously stupid person. I think that's harsh. I feel that Simon does say some good stuff, doesn't he, when he speaks? He's a very clever man, says some good stuff, but he just sounds to me like a bitter ex-club owner who, you know, it didn't go well for him at Palace in the end, dislikes players. You could just picture negotiating a contract with him, Al. You know what I mean? It'd be a nightmare. He'd be like, you want? No, you're not having that. Not a chance.
Humbug.
So for me, I thought that it was shocking from Simon. I mean, every player doesn't mind being criticised by the media, but when you start name-calling, I think it's too much. So for me, not acceptable from Simon. Should apologise to Jack. Even Jim White's comments when he said it, defending Jack, he knows Jack's a good lad.
But I know he's a moron.
Grealish is a moron. Grealish is a moron.
And would you believe it, old Scroogey Simon Jordan couldn't help himself again. Here's his response to Gabby.
I'm not saying that Jack Grealish is a nasty, unpleasant individual. I'm not attacking his personality. I'm talking about his behaviour. If you repeatedly put yourself in the way, if you do things once, it's a mistake. If you do things twice, you start to move into the foolish territory. If you do things three or four times and garner and gain the same attention for the same sort of behaviour, then where else do you move? You move into the territory of being moronic in your behaviour and a moron by definition. Now, you know, I know that people don't like that, and I know it's strident, and I was told this morning by someone that listened to the show that Gabby had made some observations about me and defending his friend, and I understand that. The bottom line is a kind of irony about being offended on someone else's behalf about someone calling somebody a name whilst calling them a name in return. I think that might have evaded Gabby.
He just sounds to me like a bitter ex-club owner who, you know, it didn't go well for him at Palace in the end.
Listen, well, I can't a voice opinion on someone else and then not accept the fact that people will voice an opinion on me.
Now, Liverpool captain Jordan Henderson has been speaking to TalkSport's Reshmin Chowdhury ahead of the match against Leeds on Boxing Day, live and only on TalkSport. He spoke about his manager Jurgen Klopp and said that he respects his opinions regarding people getting vaccinated.
The manager spoke to the players about it, and he can only give his view, but he would never force anybody to do something that they didn't want to do. But he can only give his view on it, and it's up to the lads to decide on what they want to do. And for the majority of all of us, really, I don't think we're smart enough to make the decision on our own, you know, to be honest. So, yeah, there's a lot of things flying around, you know, around social media. You can get caught up in a little bit. So for us, it's about listening to the people that are experts on it, really. You know, the doctors, the medical experts that know exactly what the best way forward is, and that's the only way we can basically base our decision on, really. And that's what we always try to do, is listen to them and try to follow procedure for us to all be safe, all be healthy, and to try to come out of this sort of pandemic as safely and healthy as possible.
On to the Aston Villa manager now, and Steven Gerrard, ahead of their Boxing Day clash with European champions Chelsea. He spoke about the daily struggles football clubs are facing at the moment due to the rise in COVID cases.
I'm just generally concerned about, first and foremost, the players' welfare, trying to protect them and their own families during this time. I'm concerned about my staff and staff members of the club in general, because this virus is where it is. Everyone knows the strength of it, and it seems to be everywhere at the moment. You know, listening to all the other managers' interviews, it seems like every club has got their own different situations. But listen, it's going to be an ongoing thing that we're going to have to try and manage and deal with. But from in my shoes, it's very concerning, because you're trying to prepare, you're trying to plan a team. Well, 1 minute you have a team in your head that you're thinking of playing, and that can change every time you get a message off the doctor.
On to the former England goalkeeper, Joe Hart, on his new club, Celtic, and also revealing that he's not quite ready for life north of the border.
When I did my research on the club, you don't really need to do too much, but I mean people that I know and trust and have played up here. I think the common message is you don't know what you're getting yourself into until you're up there. And it's so true. I don't say that because I want to impress anyone. No, I'm not particularly bothered whether people believe me or not, because it is something you have to experience, mate. And when you do, my friends and family have, I obviously have. It's special, and it's a great place to be, and I'm enjoying it.
Let's cross over now to the sports bar. And Jamie O'Hara described his former Tottenham teammate Darren Bent as Mr. Scruffy Goal.
That was his nickname, Mr. Scruffy Goal, because he always used to score like them horrible goals.
Well, on drive, old Mr. Scruffy Goal had this to say in response.
Listen, it was...
Oh, here we go. We're going to need a bigger boat, everyone.
He'd probably be Mr. Mediocre, maybe.
Okay. Mr. Mediocre.
Technically, obviously, I'm not going to start a war, but technically, he was decent at his passing.
Yeah, but...
But that's about it. That's probably about it.
Is that all he had?
Yeah, that was it.
That was all he had?
Yeah.
He was just a passer of the ball.
Yeah.
Jamie O'Hara, passer of the ball, is it? Yeah. Nothing more.
Nice lefty.
Yeah, that's it. Nice lefty, passer of the ball. That's it.
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
Are you signing him? Are you spending a lot of money on a player that's good lefty, passer of the ball?
No.
You're not, are you?
No.
It's played short to O'Hara! Oh, magnificent goal!
On now to big Tony Cascarino recalling his first team debut.
Your first team was Gillingham?
Yeah, my first club, yeah, my first professional club. And we played Wimbledon at Priestfield Stadium, Al, and it was a 3 o'clock game on a Saturday afternoon, and we had to be in at 2:45 for the team.
Yeah.
And I was named as 13th man, because in them days there was only one sub. Yeah, yeah, 12. I was named at 13th man. So I got to Gillingham.
But that was exciting, wasn't it?
I went down on the train, and I got off at Gillingham train station, which is about 5 minutes walk to Priestfield Stadium.
Did you have your boots? So did they take them with them?
No, they were at the club, but I stopped, because I was about an hour too early, Al, I'd stopped off and decided to have a burger. And I've told this story in my book where I went and had a Wimpy and chips, Al, and this is like 12:45, so I had that thinking, well, I'm not going to be playing, I'm not going to be in the 12, I'm 13th man, unless someone went down overnight, I'm not going to be playing. So I had a burger and chips and then decided to have a Knickerbocker Glory straight afterwards. And I washed down the Knickerbocker Glory.
The first thing I would say is, where did you get money for that?
What do you mean? Weren't that dear, Al? It was burger and chips and the Knickerbocker Glories and ice cream.
With a great suspect, you were Gillingham reserves getting £9.50 a week.
Al, I actually didn't. I actually had a decent deal at Gillingham. They saw something in me. That's why they paid so much for me, cones and tracksuits. I got to the stadium and lo and behold, someone went down here overnight. And I was 12th man on the bench now. And I'm thinking, oh, no, all I can think about, what I've eaten. Lo and behold, Al, after 20 minutes, a lad called Dean White stretchered off. Ooh. I'm on playing. We won 6-1 and I got my first goal for Gillingham, the 6-1.
And so for the next game, did you have another Knickerbocker?
No, Al, I learned pretty quickly. It wasn't a very good routine to do that. But honestly, Al, Knickerbocker Glory and a double Wimpy and chips before me home debut with the Gills.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app, wherever you get your podcast from. Of course, don't forget to hit that subscribe button. I'm back on TalkSport today on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time show at 4 p.m. So make sure you tune into that alongside Jack Wilshere and Darren Benn. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts out first in the morning. So do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good evening. And above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.